You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.CO.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy August. It's almost over. Can you believe it? I can. I'm Mark Peikert, Editor-in-Chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of August 24th through August 30th. On August 24th, 1986, a revival of the Royal Shakespeare Company's acclaimed 8.5-hour production of The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby opens on Broadway at the Broadhurst. Once again directed by Trevor Nunn and John Caird, the play fails to catch on with audiences this time around, and closes a month earlier than originally planned, after 29 performances. In 2017, Prince of Broadway, a musical retrospective that charts the life and legendary career of director-producer Harold Prince, opens on Broadway at Manhattan Theater Club's Samuel J. Friedman Theater. Prince and Susan Stroman co-direct a cast that includes Chuck Cooper, Emily Skinner, Tony Yazbek, and Karen Ziemba. On August 25th, 1936, Broadway sees its first new comedy of the season as Philip Barry's Spring Dance opens at the Empire Theater. Louise Platt and Richard Kendrick star in the play about a woman determined to win the heart of a Yale man about to leave for a 2-year trip to Russia. In 1980, it's a Broadway-sized mix of tragedy and triumph as The Great White Way's new musical smash, 42nd Street, opens at the Winter Garden. At the curtain call of the opening night performance, producer David Merrick announces that the musical's director and choreographer, Gower Champion, died that afternoon. On August 26, 1918, Lightnin', billed as a live-wire American comedy, opens a record-breaking Broadway run. Winchell Smith and Frank Bacon wrote the play about a wisecracking slowpoke, with Bacon originating the title role of Lightnin' Bill Jones. He and his wife operate a hotel that's half in California, half in Nevada, to accommodate Californians looking for a quick divorce. But when Mary decides to take advantage of the situation to divorce Lightnin', comedy ensues. Though largely forgotten today, Lightnin' was the first Broadway play to run more than 1,000 performances and held the longest-run record for 2 decades. In 1992, Anne Crum stars in the title role of the musical Anna Karenina, opening on Broadway at the Circle in the Square for a run of 46 performances. Making her Broadway debut in the role of Princess Kitty is Melissa Errico. August 27th, 1934, marks opening night of the review Life Begins at 8:40, written by Harold Arlen, E.Y. Harburg, and Ira Gershwin. Stars include Luella Geer, Frances Williams, and future Wizard of Oz co-stars Ray Bolger and Burt Lahr. The score includes You're a Builder Upper. Following a hit off-Broadway run and a national tour, Arthur Kopit's comedy, Oh Dad, Poor Dad, Mama's Hung You in the Closet and I'm Feeling So Sad, opens on Broadway at the Marasco Theater for a 6-week run starring Hermione Gingold. On August 28, 1917, Jerome Kern, Guy Bolton, and P.J. Wodehouse open their romantic musical comedy, Leave It to Jane, at the Longacre Theater. The score includes Just You Watch My Step, the Sirens song, Cleopatterer, and the title number. In 1939, dancer-producer-director George White opens the 13th and last edition of his George White's Scandals reviews with an eclectic cast that includes Ann Miller, Ella Logan, and the Three Stooges. It runs 120 performances at the Alvin. August 29th, 1934, George Abbott directs Harry Madden and Philip Dunning's comedy Kill That Story, opening at the Booth Theater for a run of 117 performances. The play, about a reporter who foils a plot by two villainous publishers to buy an honest newspaper for a political boss, stars Buford Armitage, James Bell, Matt Briggs, William Foran, William Lynn, and Claire Carlton. On August 30th, 1940, superstar performers Vivian Leigh and Laurence Olivier are married. Leigh, an Academy Award winner for the previous year's Gone with the Wind, and Olivier, a celebrated Broadway star and director, team up professionally on several occasions. Their work together includes a production of Anthony and Cleopatra and the London premiere of A Streetcar Named Desire. In the latter, Leigh stars as Blanche DuBois, and Olivier directs his wife in the role she later immortalizes on film. In 1982, following an extended run at the Kennedy Center, Arthur Kopit's adaptation of Henrik Ibsen's Ghosts opens on Broadway for a limited engagement at the Brooks Atkinson. The production stars Liv Ullmann as Mrs. Helen Alving. And in 2001, Terrence Mann, once the uptight police inspector Javert, loosens up as the sweet transvestite Dr. Frankenfurter in the Broadway revival of the Rocky Horror Show, replacing Tony nominee Tom Hewitt. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.